WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Aaron Rubin in New York. The owner of the Wagner private military group made his most direct challenge to the Kremlin yet. Friday, he called for an armed rebellion. Today, he says he is inside the Rostov Army headquarters and controls the city's military sites. CBS's Ian Lee has the latest.
There is no love lost between the head of the Wagner mercenary group and Russia's Ministry of Defense, but the war of words has exploded in public. Yevgeny Prigozhin, who leads the Wagner mercenary group, has accused the Russian military of a deadly missile strike on his troops, allegedly killing dozens. In an audio message on social media, he's vowed to march for justice and punish those responsible.
The feds want to delay former President Trump's documents trial to December. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us why.
The special counsel Jack Smith recommends December 11th for this projected two-week trial of former President Trump that runs right up against Christmas. As part of his motion late Friday night, Smith says the case involves classified information and that defense lawyers need the requisite time to get the requisite security clearances.
The tragic end of the Titan submersible is raising questions about whether the company operating it took shortcuts on safety. WBZ-TV's Chris Tanaka has the latest from Boston.
Both Canada and the U.S. have now launched investigations into the catastrophic implosion of the Titan. Thousands of feet below sea level, remotely operated vehicles continue to probe for evidence that might reveal what caused the tragedy.
We can go back to the blueprints and reconstruct parts of the vessel and then subject those materials to the kind of cycles that the vessel went through.
Some of the families of the five people killed in the implosion are calling for an investigation.
Major demonstrations planned today in Washington a year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
President Biden is marking 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
President Biden and Vice President Harris stand with the majority of Americans who believe the right to choose is fundamental.
The president is using the occasion to issue a new executive order. The order strengthens access to birth control pills through the Affordable Care Act, Medicare, and Medicaid services. It also tries to ensure access to pills for veterans and service members through other federal programs.
A total of 15 states have stopped nearly all abortion services. Traffic is moving again on a section of I-95 outside Philadelphia that was just repaired and opened today. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their
clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks. A $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 88. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High of 75. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. Chance for scattered showers on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, this is the Todd Allball Show. We welcome you back in. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we will welcome in our fine guest this afternoon, Mike Zirkel, producer, music producer, that is, an engineer, formerly of Smart Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Find out what it's like to work with bands like Garbage and Nirvana. And all those great things. It was one of the heights of recording in the state of Wisconsin. And so we're going to check in with him and get all kinds of great behind-the-scenes info. There's Mike Zirkel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Finishing up this segment, because, again, the Republican Party of Wisconsin is having their state convention this weekend. And we wanted to be there. We asked to have a table. We said... The Republican Party said to us, no, thank you. We're declining that. They sent back our check. We sent them money. If anything, you'd think Republicans would want money. But they sent back the money.
It was real money, too.
It was real money.
Yeah.
They said no thanks. And then subsequently, and I want to be fair, I don't know the status of this, but I know that we had at least reached out in terms of getting news media credentials to be there. And so far, maybe that's different now, but last I heard, going on the air, that had not been approved either. And here's the thing. You know, kind of our slogan, our theme here at this show is pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. But just like we had on Jason Stein yesterday talking about school funding, it's fine to have opinions. I have opinions, right? Callers call in, have opinions.
We all have them.
We all have opinions. But the thing is, I want the discussion to be based around facts. And so I think it's only fair to invite in people that I may disagree with, people from my former party, and say, look, tell us what you're for. What's the message that you want to get out to voters? And as someone who spent 30 years in the Wisconsin Republican Party, I will tell you that they used to have media breakout sessions. In other words, when you go to the state, the floor convention where you get up and offer resolutions, that's only part of it. Then you have these breakout rooms, okay, that delegates go to. And they bring in speakers and whatever, and they help you understand as a local county party person in Richland County or Vilas County or Brown County or wherever. They say, here's how to talk to the media in your neck of the woods. Here's how to write letters to the editor. They try to teach people this. And one of the complaints for years was, well, the media doesn't want to talk to us. You know, it's the left-wing media. They won't listen to us. Here we have a brand new statewide entity in media, civic media, that we have stated that we're simply here to tell the truth. We are not a pro-Democratic Party institution. We are a pro-democracy, small d, institution. Now, there are certainly hosts on this network that have a left-leaning bent.
Of course, yeah.
That's just a voice, right? I am a former Republican. I left the party in 2011. But I'm no member of the Democratic Party. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just I've chosen right now at this point in my life just to be an independent. I'm pro-American flag. I think everybody should fly the American flag. I personally believe in standing up for the Star Spangled Banner when it's played. I have firearms. I believe in hunting. I believe that's a tradition in the state of Wisconsin. Joel Klefisch, former state legislator, assemblyperson, is a Republican, has a hunting outdoor show on this network. So you can't say that civic media is some sort of a lefty network. It's not true. Proof's in the pudding. But yet Republicans, and these are people I know. Brian Schimming, I used to have diet. He doesn't drink. It's either Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke he drinks. I've forgotten. Brian Schimming did some of his best work at a bar drinking Coke or Pepsi diet on a napkin. I've seen it happen.
Sure.
And he's not a bad person to have a drink with. He's not a dumb person either. And so having been in those rooms and knowing these people, the only thing that I can surmise that they don't want to talk to the media, or at least people who are going to ask them pointed questions, is because they're ashamed of their current platform. They know that it doesn't connect with people at 50% plus one.
They'll say they're just following the strategy, you know,
right,
in unison, talk in unison. But I think you're onto something there. There's a reason why they cannot do it.
So let's, just for the fun of it, by the way, if you want to call in and offer your thoughts, we'd love to hear from you. What does the Republican Party stand for? The Wisconsin Republican Party, what does it stand for? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. All right? Just for the fun of it, I pulled up the original National Republican Party platform, held in Chicago, May 17th, 1860.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
They were.
I wasn't even around then. Here's what it's called: the Fundamental Principles of the Republican Party. That the maintenance of the principles promulgated in the Declaration of Independence and embodied in the Federal Constitution, quote, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, is essential for the preservation of our Republican large R institutions, and that the federal constitution, the rights of the states, and the union of the states must and shall be preserved. That's the original principles of the Republican Party. I can get behind that. I mean, let's give you a quick, if you read this, the Republican Party principle, the founding platform of the Republican Party, it was very much local control. They really wanted to make sure that states, individual states, were not going to be messed around with by the feds. And now you have people in Washington, D.C., saying they're going to put a national ban on women's health access to a safe and healthy abortion. See, Republicans are all for individual rights until it's not something they want. The current iteration. As one caller said earlier, it's just so much hypocrisy. And also, if you look at what their actual platform is now, which I have the state platform and the national platform, which, by the way, there isn't one. If you look there, it doesn't enumerate these things the way that does. By the way, well, let's go to the phones first, then we'll come back to this. Let's go to the phones. Carol in Madison, thanks for listening to us on WMDX here in Madison. What say you, Carol?
I think the one word for them right now in this state is hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at how they really want to increase the number of people who are employed, and yet by eliminating child care options, they've just taken all of the women who need to rely on that out of the workforce.
100%, right?
And they want people to stay in Wisconsin, but they don't want us to be educated. They're talking about cutting more money from the University of Wisconsin. And in doing that, other people will consider going to Minnesota and every other state that they have a compact with. And the third thing that really just speaks volumes to me is you're going to cut diversity, equity, and inclusion, which means that people with disabilities aren't going to have any assistance to get into the employment market.
100%. And isn't it ironic, Carol, in this original platform by the Republican Party, that they talk about anti-slavery, trying to include people, and now the current iteration is they're fighting against diversity.
I know. It spins my head around 360 degrees to try to listen to them right now.
Yours and mine both, Carol. We appreciate you listening to us, though. Thank you so very much, Carol and Madison. Let's go to Middleton, neighborhood community here. Matt in Middleton, thanks for being on the show. What say you, sir?
Hello. I would say they basically stand for whatever their billionaires tell them to stand for, which is typically now just destroy the public sector, don't do anything for the environment, more and more tax breaks for the wealthy. I think they're writing up more tax breaks now, even after Trump's tax breaks. The wealthy can't have enough in their eyes. Don't do anything about clean water, replacing pipes, anything for the general welfare they're against.
Yeah.
And if they say they're not, then they're lying because they're hypocrites.
I appreciate that's worth more than 2 cents, my friend. Thanks for listening to us, Matt. We really appreciate it, Matt Middleton. Mr. Evan, if we have time here, let's play this clip quick. This is from former Speaker of the House, Republican, favorite native son of Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, earlier this week. This is what he had to say about the current state of the Republican Party and Donald Trump.
And this one's national security. This one's different. I used to have these same documents myself as Speaker of the House. So I think this goes.
Whoops, I think that's the wrong one there in terms of That was on the secret documents.
Yeah, this is the one that I featured the other night.
Okay.
He sort of goes into it, you know, he talks about a little bit, yeah. But no. I'll find the one that you're referencing, and maybe we'll have time by the end of the show.
No worries. I can kind of summarize it. Basically, what he said was he is a never Trumper again. Will not be at the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee next year if Trump is the nominee. And then he went on to say that if Trump is nominated, Republicans lose. And he's basically sick and tired of all the losing. And then he went to Nate Burleson, co-anchor of CBS Mornings, asked him about all the Ron DeSantis stuff and the Florida stuff and the wokeness, quote unquote. And Paul Ryan said, you know, that's just not me. I'm not into the whole anti-woke stuff. He said it makes for good Republican primary political fodder. You know, great to score points with the political base. But he said, I'm a Jack Kemp acolyte. And that is a name that a lot of people will have no idea who it is. A former U.S. congressman, a fiscal conservative, who, again, I'm not saying I agreed with all of Jack Kemp's fiscal policies, but the point is Paul Ryan is a ideas guy in terms of fiscal responsibility and how we get there. Now, how we get there, we may differ on. But Paul Ryan said, I'm just not interested in that. I don't, the wokeness, the cultural, social cultural wars, the anti-LGBTQ stuff, you know, attacking rainbows and Target. Paul Ryan's not for that. He doesn't believe Republicans should run on that. Paul Ryan and I are the same age, roughly. I think I'm a few months older, 53. I've had drinks with Paul Ryan. I'm not going to say I know him.
Sure.
But Paul Ryan is not a terrible, evil individual.
He has charisma,
I may disagree with his policies. I wish he would have been stronger when he was speaker with Trump. But you know what? I'll take what I could get. At least there's one person in this state with credibility, Paul Ryan, who's standing up against Trump and Trumpism. And where is Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party? Where is Howard Markline? Where is Devin Lemieux? Where is Robin Voss? Because you can't be with both. You can't be with Trump and with Paul Ryan, guys. That's the question you better answer at the state convention this session and this weekend. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Vladimir Putin addressed his nation today and vows to defend Russia from those who want to topple the military leadership. CBS's Ian Lee.
President Putin's spokesman says the Kremlin's leader was aware of the situation and all necessary measures were being taken. This is an extraordinary public escalation of infighting inside Russia over how the war is being fought.
Titanic movie director James Cameron questions why it took so long to find that sub.
This entire week has just felt like a prolonged nightmarish charade. I knew that sub was sitting exactly underneath its last known depth and position. And that's exactly where they found it.
Today marks 1 year since Roe v. Wade was overturned, President Biden.
The court got Roe right 50 years ago, and I believe Congress should restore the protections of Roe v. Wade once and for all.
Rallies are planned for today. CBS News Brief, I'm Ara Rubin.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on the time and temperature sign. Appreciate y'all listening on a Friday, the 16th of June, 2023. Going to be a good weekend, I think, to get out and do a few things across the state of Wisconsin. And we all, at some time or another, want to put on our favorite tunes, whether that's like me, an old vinyl guy, or perhaps on a digital form as well, or stream something. But a lot of times I think that, growing up in radio, you kind of think about this stuff. But how does our music get from the vocal, the live person, onto, you know, whatever way that we listen to our music? Well, in order for things to happen like that, you have to have a producer and an engineer that makes that all happen. And this half hour, we are joined by Mike Zirkel, music producer and engineer, formerly with the legendary Smart Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Mike, thank you so very much for taking the time to join us.
Sure, my pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you grew up, and kind of how you got into this crazy business.
Yeah. I grew up in Milwaukee, and I was in bands as a young kid, and then really got more interested in like doing sound and started working in the Milwaukee like music scene and doing sound regularly at Shane Call for a while, which was a real popular place at the time.
Sure.
And then at some point I realized, well, I don't really know how to do anything else, and I'm pretty good at this and not doing so good in school right now either. So I found a good school that specialized in like an audio program, and went to that for a while, and then after that tried to get back to the Midwest because the program was down in Florida, and once I went to Florida, I realized I'm not from Florida.
What part of Florida was it in?
It was Orlando.
Oh, really? Okay. I spent about 9 months down in the Naples area and during the winter, which was great. And then when the summer came, I'm like, people don't understand unless you've been here in the summer.
Exactly. Yeah, that was weird. Like, I mean, dealing with temperature and weather is one thing, but even in Orlando, like, and the people were just, it was just a different batch,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
I think, like, at least at that time, this was early 90s, like I figured out by the time I left Orlando that if you're running from the law, go to Orlando because you can get a job at any one of many restaurants or hotels or wherever. And no one's going to look into your past that much.
Right. Just got to go and escape.
It was a great escape place for people under 30. Yeah.
I tell people Florida is cool anywhere from the coast to 10 miles inland. And once you go past 10 miles inland anywhere in Florida, it's completely different.
I'll buy that. Yeah.
So you ended up back here in Wisconsin. And once you got back to Wisconsin, what kind of led you back into or a continuation with music?
Sure. Yeah. So, after I finished school, I was like, well, okay, I got to find a job now. At least that was the plan. And back then, you didn't really get jobs at recording studios. Mm-hmm. You could beg your way into an unpaid internship.
Sure.
And that was like the bottom rung of the ladder at the time. Like that was the only really normal way in. Unless you're related to somebody, maybe, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I checked out the local recording studios, which I guess encompassed Wisconsin and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I went to a few places in Chicago just for interviews. And I did... I did a place in Lake Geneva for an interview.
Oh, cool.
But then once I had the interview set up for Smart, I was like, I mean, it was really, this was just after Butch's prime time, like Nevermind and Gish had come out within the last 2 years at the time. Like,
so tell it was. If I can interrupt you for a second. Yeah, if I can interrupt for a second. For those who might not know across the state of Wisconsin, because I think it's, in my opinion, it's an undervalued historical place for the state of Wisconsin. Explain what Smart Studios was and is and who Butch was and some of the great historic bands that came through there.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because here I was, a Wisconsin kid who went all the way to Florida to be educated. And I didn't really know about Smart at the time.
Uh-huh.
And once I went down there, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, what is this? And where is it? And I didn't know much about it, you know, for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And during the 80s and stuff, there was a studio called Smart Studios in Madison. And they were just a small studio getting bigger, doing a lot of like underground punk rock, like, but doing it well enough that if you were into underground punk rock on either of the coasts, you knew like, oh, well, that's a cool place and it's in Madison, Wisconsin. And that's a novelty in itself, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew and grew and grew. And I think back then, like, there was a lot of bands, like, starting to make it or get signed, and they were, and all this money was really, it was being spent, but it was being spent smartly, usually, by trying to get a good producer on a record.
Mm. So who was now Butch was the founder of this or the owner, the manager? Explain who Butch was.
Sure. Sorry. I'm probably not explaining this very well. Butch Vig and Steve Marker were two UW Madison college students who also started a recording studio here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also... Butch is in a band called Firetown at the time. Well, I should have written out some notes so I don't screw anything up.
No, you're fine. Or there will be no quiz at the end of the show for anyone. This is just, you know, reminiscing. But I think the point, I mean, one of the cool, I don't mean to bring politics into this, but I think this is just another example of a UW-Madison or two UW-Madison graduates or alums, you know, changing the course of history. And so often that's the case. If you look at, you know, people who came through Wisconsin, the university system, they have impacted the world.
Yeah, it's a good list, really, yeah.
Yeah. So Butch starts this thing here in Madison, Wisconsin, and a lot of people came through. They had Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Garbage, L7. I mean, this is just some of the iconic names in the recording industry now.
Yeah, yeah. And especially at that time, like early 90s was right when like college rock, young college rock alternative bands were getting signed for huge money, and huge bands were suddenly on MTV and making huge money, you know, and that was a new thing, really. And
yeah,
he was sort of right there at that time, you know.
So did Butch actually hire you? Did you interview with him?
No, okay. No. There. I mean, the Smart crew, the staff was really, boy, you know, maybe a half dozen people or so.
Sure.
But there was a main manager there at the time that really tended to the studio itself, where Butch and Steve had sort of outgrown. And I don't know if they even really liked having that role ever, sure. But they just wanted to focus on music only, you know.
Right.
And not worry about taking care of the place, really.
So you went to work at Smart, though.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And what are your memories of a couple of the most iconic names or people I guess you enjoyed working with who really impressed you personally?
Oh wow. Let's see. Well, aside from Butch and Steve and Duke, and I mean, those guys were like the family of the studio, but they were gone out on tour all the time. So sure, it was like coming and going of the main family, all, you know. Mm-hmm. But then we would have other big projects or small projects coming through randomly. I would say one of my favorites was Mark Linkus from Sparkle Horse.
Okay.
Which was a really great mid-90s band. I don't know, probably beyond that even.
Sure.
And he was just a brilliant, brilliant guy. Boy, you know, there were just so many people who came through there who were extremely brilliant people. But he was a really sweet, gentle, nice, brilliant guy, and I was such a big fan of the music before they even showed up that like it was so wonderful to hang out with him even just a little bit. And it was, you know, I think that was really more the rule than the exception, was that the great music almost always came with great people, you know. Sure.
You know, I'm old. I'm 53, and so you know, I remember my dad still has a huge collection of 45s and LPs on vinyl. And then you know, I've come full circle from that to, you know, I was around as well with 8-track cassette tapes, and then you know, mini cassette and CD and streaming, and now we're back to vinyl. In your time being on the one of the people that was actually producing the music, how have you seen the industry change over that entire arc? What are your thoughts and impressions of, you know, has it affected the musicians or the music, or is it just a different way to deliver it to the consumer?
Oh boy. I think there's a couple questions in there. I would say, as far as the medium goes, I think that it's changed. But what are you going to do? You know,
right?
It's not like I mean, having access.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a preference? Do you think music sounds better on vinyl or CD or streaming? Do you, like, after you produce it, like, you're there listening to it live. Do you have a, when you listen to it on these different formats, do you say, man, that's the one that's pure?
Well, the interesting thing is that vinyl in itself is a really amazing medium.
Yeah.
But not if you go to Goodwill and get a record player for $2 and then have a shitty record. Right. And like, that doesn't automatically sound warmer. Like, right. So if it. if you're going to subscribe to that logic, you're probably going to be spending a lot of money making sure that, like, and that's not even the case, but you're going to be spending a lot of care.
Right. Right.
Making sure that, like, your system is set up well so that you can get the beauty out of that it has, the potential that it has.
Right. I mean, I personally enjoy just, I don't know, maybe it's in my head. Maybe it's the nostalgia because I'm a tactile person, right? And for me, you know, putting an album on a record player, and I mean, what do you think about, are you familiar with Mike Posner?
Not really.
So this guy came out. He's younger and came out a few years ago.
Took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah, he took a pill in Ibiza. And so, you know, the first time I heard it was like a remix. You know, it was the dance. I took a pill in Ibiza.
Oh, the original's beautiful.
And then, yeah, I bought the. I saw it on Jimmy Kimmel. He was on Jimmy Kimmel, and the album was called At Night and Alone, and I'm like, well, I'm alone as always, and it's night, so I put it on, and it was an epiphany. We'll come back and talk about it more. Stay with us. We're with Mike Zirkel. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 88 today under mainly clear skies. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 64. Overcast skies. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely 75. Chance for scattered storms Monday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to The Todd Alba Show. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes before Matt Flynn direct comes to you after the news. Do not want to miss it. Always a great program, great information. Matt Flynn direct coming up immediately after our show. Right now, we are happy to be joined on this TGI Friday, the 16th of June, 2023, with our guest, Mike Zirkel, music producer and engineer formerly with Smart Studios. Before the break there, Mike, I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but I mean, you know, we all listen to different kinds of music that binds us together, right? So I got this album by Mike Posner, At Night Alone, because Jimmy Kimmel had him on the show here, you know, back in 2015, 2016, something like that. I'm not sure when it first came out. And it was life, I guess as terms of music goes, like, I appreciate good writing. Like, I just love things that are well written. And so I'd only heard the dance mix of this thing, but this is going to sound not so great, but this is on my phone. And this is how this song starts out by Mike Posner. And I just play it because it is so different than the dance remix that somebody else did. And I guess the point of bringing this up to you, Mike, is, are you aware when you're in the studio with a musician and you're the one running the board and you hear the purity that comes out of their voices and the instrumentation, are you ever conscious that, hey, when someone listens to this, it could change their life? It could maybe save their life. It could make them happy. It could make them emotional. Is that something that's going through your mind, or is it just all ones and zeros?
Oh, man. Oh, no, I think that's a great question. And I've asked that question to Butch years and years ago. I think that, you know, when you end up working on a whole lot of projects after a while, there's definitely times that somebody comes in and plays or sings and you just kind of stop and say, all right, well, this, but you say, but I would say two things. I would say, this is truly special and I hope it gets a chance.
Right.
Because it can be special and still stay buried. You know,
there's
special artists and music out there that people still haven't really undug, but that was always the question, like, especially when the industry was much more healthy monetarily. Like, okay, well, this music is really special. Are they going to get the opportunity to spread the word? You know,
is there anybody that comes to mind, one or two of those people, or are you just like, wow, something special here?
Oh boy. There was a band from Chicago called Cupcakes, that was made up of sort of like all-star kids of Chicago music scene in the mid 90s. And the lead singer was just brilliant and a little bit unraveled.
Really?
Then I think after they were in the studio, I think the question was threefold. Maybe was, all right, these guys really are brilliant. The thought was threefold. Yeah. These guys are really pretty great. Will anyone find them? Mm. And will this lead singer implode before anyone does find them?
Yeah. Sometimes that tragedy and brilliance is a fine line, right?
For sure. Yeah.
Do you think now with the, you know, the new content platforms out there to deliver streaming and whatnot, YouTube, do you think it's more likely that guys or gals like that are going to get discovered and not lost?
Oh boy.
Or is it there's so much content that they get lost in the volume?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I remember as the internet was being launched, how many years ago they were saying, well, this is going to be so great for musicians and everyone's going to be able to, people don't even need record labels anymore. And I don't know how that's worked out for everyone, but
some, but not all, certainly. Just a couple of minutes left, Mike. I so appreciate you taking this time with us today. For those that might be musicians or those who are just like, man, I want to get into the recording industry. I want to work with musicians or in the business. What advice do you have for not just a young person, but any person to break into this business in today's formats?
That's a really tough question. Yeah. I think when I first started at Smart and it was early 90s, and the industry was really healthy back then. And it was even the 80s was when it was extremely healthy, but but it was still pretty healthy in the 90s. And after I took the job there and started to take the temperature of what this place is like and who their client was in general, who their customers were in general, mm-hmm. it seemed as though rock bands were these baby rock bands. They were often people would call them baby bands.
Yeah.
Once they were signed, they were given like a budget of like $200,000 or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And for a very long time during the 90s, those were a typical project. We might not use all of the $200,000, but they might get the $200,000 to buy a van and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But the very last project that was on a label that we did at Smart before we closed the doors was a really cool band. And it was being produced by Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were given a budget of $6,000.
Wow. Wow.
And I had to also find a place for them to, and they were going to be at the studio. They were coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
I needed to also find a place for them, like a hotel or something in that budget as well. So we ended up, no lie, having them stay at the house of the assistant engineer of the project. Engineer, and Chris Walla stayed in the backyard in a tent.
Wow. Yeah. Now that's a change.
That is a change. It was a pretty big change.
Yeah. Mike Zirkel, love having you here. Love to have you come back again. Our time is out for today. I apologize, but music producer, engineer, and also you've helped out with a great band called Super Tanker. And our friend and executive producer, Chris Pauls, is a part of that. Heard him last week here in town at the High Noon Saloon. If you haven't heard of Super Tanker, Google it, download it, buy their music, buy the t-shirt. Totally. I did. Great job on that, by the way, Mike.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great night. Great afternoon, Mike. Have you back soon. Thank you so much for being here.
Cool. Thanks, Seth.
Yep. My pleasure. Of course, thank all of you as well. We appreciate all of you for being here. Thank you to Aaron Zommers for his board game of the week. Mr. Evan Preston, our producer and engineer here in the studio today. Always appreciate Evan. And of course, thank all of you for listening. We didn't do it today. I'm just thankful that you're all out there. Thankful to get through another full week and thankful for the weekend. Who lives like we do? We do. Absolutely. Stay tuned next. Our friend Matt Flynn is on deck. He'll be with you in the 3 o'clock hour. Make it a great weekend across Wisconsin. And whatever you are fighting for, my friends, do not give up.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Tom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Boxes Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your Ethel,
calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. Discover the forest.